Braisa says when Shabbos falls on Rosh Chodesh or on Chol HaMoed, the regular Shemoneh Esrei of Shabbos is said by Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha, and Yalav Yoveh is added in Ritzeh. If Yalav Yoveh is forgotten, the Shemoneh Esrei has to be repeated. Eliezer says it's added in the Bracha of Moedim. With regard to Musaf, it begins like Shabbos, ends like Shabbos, and makes mention of a special day, Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, in the middle. Rosh Shimon Gamliel and Rosh Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yechim and Breika, said that even by Maariv, Shacharis, and Mincha, the special day is mentioned in the middle of Bracha. Rav Huna said we don't pasken like this pair, meaning we don't pasken like Rosh Shimon Gamliel and Rosh Shmuel, the son of said when a 2-day Yom Tov falls on Thursday and Friday, a person may make an Erev Tchumen on each day of Yom Tov as a condition, meaning if today is weekday, the Erev should take effect, and if today is Yom Tov, the Erev should be meaningless. In that way, he does it both days. In that way, he's sure to have made an Erev. Rava said that one may make an Erev Tavshilin in the same fashion as well. Rav would surely agree with Rava that an Erev Tavshilin may be made this way. However, Rava would not agree with Rav regarding an Erev Tchumen, because he holds that the Rabbanan only allowed this leniency for an Erev Tavshilin and not for an Erev Tchumen. So Gemara, Braisa says, one may not bake from one day of Yom Tov for the next. In truth, they said a woman may cook a full pot of meat on Yom Tov even if she only needs one piece for that day. Similarly, a baker may boil up a whole barrel of water even if he only needs one bottle of hot water. However, one may only bake on Yom Tov exactly what's needed for that day. Shimon Elazar said a woman may fill up an entire oven with bread even if she only needs one loaf for that day, because an oven bakes better when it's full. Rava said, the halacha follows Shimon Elazar. When a person forgets to make an Erev Tavshilin, is it only he who's ushered to bake, or is his flour ushered to be baked as well, even by someone else? The difference would be if he wanted someone to bake it for him, would he have to transfer ownership of the flour to them or not? So Abraisa clearly says, Dr. Gemara, that one who forgets to make an Erev Tavshilin must transfer ownership of his flour to someone else if he wants them to bake it for him. In fact, Gemara, if one who forgot to make an Erev baked anyway, are the items he made ushered to eat? And for the Gemara, the Braisa quoted above makes no mention of the food being mutter if he baked it anyway. It must mean that it would be usher if he baked it anyway. Rav Adar Amasna asked, maybe the Braisa only discusses methods of heter, of permissibility, and not cases of iser. Mar says, the Braisa says that if one ate his air before he cooked for Shabbos, and therefore makes a trick and adds more to the pot that he's cooking for Yom Tov so that there's leftover for Shabbos, the food is usher. Presumably, the same would be when the person purposely baked without an air, as is the case in the question above. Rav Ashi asked, it may be that the Rabbanim were more machmer on someone who tried to make something mutter by using a trick than on someone who simply went against halacha. Second, the Rav Nachman Yitzchak asked, it may be that the Braisa follows a view of Beis Shammai according to Chananya, which takes a very stringent approach regarding Erev Tavshilin. However, Beis Hillel argue and are more lenient. Therefore, it may be possible that according to Beis Hillel, even one who intentionally bakes after not making Erev Tavshilin may eat the food that he baked. Mar says, the Mishnah says that if one separates Maaser on Shabbos when it's not supposed to be done, so if it was B'shoigig, he may eat the food. If it was done B'meizid, he may not be eaten. So we can learn from here that if the food was baked without the Erev Tavshilin and it was done B'meizid, it will be Aser. For fact, Gemara, maybe that the Mishnah there prohibits the food only when he has other food to eat, but in this case, he's not going to be able to eat, he's not going to have anything else to eat. The Mishnah says, that if one toivels his kelim on Shabbos when it may not be done, if it's done b'meizid, the kelim may not be used. Now, we can learn from here that the food baked without the Erev Tavshilin, the would be Aser. Maybe that the Mishnah only prohibits the kelim when he has others to use, or he has access to others that he can borrow. But in this case, he has no other food, so maybe we wouldn't make it usher. The Mishnah says if one cooks on Shabbos b'meizid, the food is usher. We can learn from here, food baked without an Erev Tavshilin will also be usher. In fact, maybe that the Isser of Shabbos is different because it's the Raisa. And Azoi bleibt the Gemara. Mishnah said, "Beishami or Mishnei Tavshilin." Our mission doesn't follow the time of the following brayse. The brayse says, "Rav Shimon Elazar says Beishami and Beis Hillel agree that two cooked dishes are needed. They only argue whether a fish cooked with an egg spread on it is considered to be one dish, which is the view of Beishami, or maybe that's considered to be two dishes, which is the view of Beis Hillel. They agree that if he mashed a hard-boiled egg and put it in a fish inside, it's considered as two cooked dishes. The same would be for if you cut up leek and put it into the fish." Which is totally different. This version of Machlekes, totally different than the version that we had in our Mishnah. Rava said, the halacha follows Beis Hillel according to our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Ochloi oishe sheovad hareze lo yivashol olov v'chulu." Abaye said, we have a tradition that if one began making a dough and then the Erev was eaten or became lost, he may finish baking the dough.